What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to another quick tip episode here on the show. I'm your host, Rick Mulready. And with these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to get a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, help more people, and as a result, increase your revenue. And that's what this is all about, right? Helping more people and making more money in the process. Hey, before we get into today's quick tip, one of my goals here with the podcast is to have as big an impact as possible with the show. And one of the ways to increase visibility on platforms like iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's now called, is through all of you who subscribe to the show and the ratings and reviews that you leave for the show. And at the time I'm recording this episode, we are at 545 five-star ratings and reviews. Thank you so much to everybody who has left a rating review for the show. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. Unfortunately, iTunes doesn't let you. I don't know how many subscribers that the show has. No podcaster has that information. And my goal with the show is to get to 750 five-star ratings and reviews by the end of the third quarter, so September 30th. So that means 205 more five-star ratings and reviews by September 30th. And I'm recording this the first week of August. So we got about 7 weeks to get there. I think we can get there. And so here's what I'd love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the show on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and take a simple screenshot of your rating and review. And then send that screenshot, DM me that screenshot on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And when we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who sent me that screenshot. And I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. And I've shared my favorite business and mindset books here in the podcast before. I think it was like late 2018. And I've actually added to that list since then. And so thank you so much for your support of the show. I super appreciate it. And yeah, I can't wait to hit that 750, and so appreciative of all the support that you guys have for the show. All right, first update that I want to share with you today. These are two quick updates. One of them is good to know. And the other one I'm more excited about. And I think it's not even as important as the first one, but I'm more excited about it. And so I'll start with the one that is good to know. And you do need to know this as you are advertising on Facebook. Okay. And so the first update is that there are changes coming to the Facebook mobile newsfeed ads. And starting on August 19th, and so depending on when you're listening to this, this will either already happened or it's coming up. And so what is happening on August 19th is Facebook mobile newsfeed ads are going to change, as Facebook says, to match the look and feel of the new Facebook design. And this is the new design that was introduced at the end of April at Facebook's F8 conference that they do every year. And so here's what's changing. Two primary changes. Number one, there will now only be three lines of primary text that is shown above the image before people are prompted to see more. And so this is a pretty big reduction in the amount of copy that you will see above the image. Okay, that's change number one. The second change is the height and the height for images and videos for mobile newsfeed. This is Facebook mobile newsfeed. Remember, the height for images and videos is going to reduce to an aspect ratio of 4:5. And that means it's 1080 by 1350. Okay. Again, I'm going to repeat that again. The max height for images and videos is going to reduce to an aspect ratio of 4:5, which is dimensions wise is 1080 by 1350. Facebook will have this for you in Ads Manager. It'll tell you that, but it's good to know this is coming up, especially the fact that the copy is reducing down to three lines of primary text that's going to be shown above the image. Okay. According to Facebook, these changes are designed to simplify the ad formats. I just use air quotes as I said that. I have no idea why I did that. Simplify the ad formats, improve the consistency of the mobile experience, and as Facebook says, make it easier to use the same assets on Facebook newsfeed and the Instagram feed. They're trying to simplify and make it a more consistent experience for us as we create images and so forth, which is a good thing, right? Now, the big takeaway for the update to the first three lines of copy, this means you've got to grab your audience's attention right off the bat in the first three lines to make them stop their scroll. Right. So you don't want to have within the first couple of lines something that is not getting their attention and that they have to click the see more button or see more link in order to get text or to get to see text that is actually going to catch their attention. You got to catch their attention within the first three lines now on the mobile newsfeed ads. Okay, so that is the first update, the update to coming to Facebook mobile newsfeed ads starting August 19th, 2019. Okay, the second update, and it's not as big a deal, but I'm more excited about it. I'm really digging this update. So remember last year, Facebook, fall-ish maybe 2018, Facebook stopped giving us the results or the audience size of custom audiences. So the audience size of our, you know, website visitors or email or video engagement audiences and so forth. So all the custom audiences, they removed the size of those audiences. And so you'd see it in Ads Manager, it'd say unavailable, which was really frustrating, right? It's coming back, my friends. And so Facebook has said that they are, since suspending this feature last year, we've been working with researchers to improve the security of our custom audiences reach estimate feature. We focused on three key areas to curb potential misuse: privacy, protection, and new usage restrictions. I'm not sure what those are, right? And so Facebook says, with these new updates now in place, we are reinstating custom audience reach estimates. So that is coming back. If by the time you listen to it, it's not back, it is coming your way. I'm super pumped about this update, because seeing that the unavailable, you know, if you use any kind of exclusion, if you were excluding custom audiences and there was an unavailable, you know, it said unavailable for the size, and then the overall audience size was unavailable because the custom audience was unavailable. And so it was super frustrating. Well, now it's coming back, my friends. So good news. Two quick updates. One, I think, is more important than the other. But the other, as far as the mobile newsfeed, that is good to know and something that you need to be aware of, especially regarding the three lines of text now that are being shown above the image. Okay. And then the custom audience numbers, potential reach, is coming back. Good stuff. Hey, before we go, if you are an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, maybe you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're doing webinars, membership programs, etc., something like that, and Facebook and Instagram ads, make you want to pull your hair out. I totally hear you. And you just want a step-by-step system, a simplified system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads. Then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. Okay. So in this training, in addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. Also, I cover a whole lot more in this training. Look, I'm all about, I think you know this by now, I'm all about helping you remove all the overwhelm and fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can grow your list and make more sales, right? So again, the key or the link to sign up for this free training so you can pick a day and time that works best for you is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and tuning in each and every week to the podcast. I super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.